This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. For the first time in Colorado, specially trained medics are hitting the streets equipped with whole blood to use for transfusions in emergencies before patients get to the hospital. Dr. Matthew Angelides is the co-chief medical director for the Colorado Springs Fire Department. He says the service has worked well in other states when minutes are critical.
I look at cities where they have this product, where they save 30 to 40% more patients than we do in our own city. And step one in this process is to start making a dent in those patients.
Right now, the program operates only in Colorado Springs. Clear Creek County will launch a similar program soon. Artificial intelligence is being used to improve city services in Denver. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber.
Denverites who log on to the city's customer service chat system used to be on hold for up to 15 minutes. Now, a chatbot responds almost immediately. It also speaks dozens of languages. That's because it's AI. The city of Denver is using the technology to automate print jobs for city events and create reports for building inspectors. City leaders say the goal is to relieve staff of mindless tasks so that they can focus on skilled work that humans do best. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
The town of Morrison says it has given out nearly 9,000 automated speed camera tickets in less than 2 weeks of operation. The Canyon Courier reports the police chief says the camera manufacturer told him it's the highest volume of tickets they've ever seen. People caught on camera going 10 miles or more over the speed limit can get a $40 ticket. Lawyers for a former University of Colorado football player are asking a judge to keep their federal case in Colorado. The player alleges that NCAA rules illegally stopped college athletes from earning their share of millions of dollars in revenue that schools bring in. The lawyers are trying to stop their case from being combined with other suits in California involving similar accusations. The Supreme Court ruled in 2021 that college players could be paid for brands using their images and likenesses. This is CPR News.